Merry Christmas.
Any other expressions?
Feliz Navidad.
Do you ever hear people say Christmas gift to each other?
No.
And on the 1st of January, you tell someone
Happy New Year, or hook 'em horns.
Or what?
Hook 'em horns if Texas University is playing in the Cotton Bowl on New Year's Day.
And you say, I have to go downtown to do some
shopping.
And if you bought something, you say, the storekeeper took out a piece of paper and
wrapped it.
And when I got home, I
unwrapped it.
And if you had to sell something for $2 that you paid $3 for, you'd be selling it
at a loss.
And if you like something but don't have enough money for it, you'd say, well, I like it, but it, what, too much?
It costs too much.
And on the first of the month, your bill is, it's time to pay your bill. You say the bill is
due.
And if you belong to a club, you have to pay your
club dues.
And if you don't have any money, you could go to the bank and try to
borrow some.
And you say in the 30s, money was
tight.
Or another way of saying that.
Hard to come by.
Where does it start with an S? You say money is
short.
Do you ever say scarce or scary?
Scarce, yeah.
And
but not necessarily in terms of money.
What would you say that in terms of?
Well, right now, tractor tires are scarcer than hen's teeth.
Some places, if you buy something and pay your bill, some storekeepers will give you a little extra, maybe. You call that
lanyard. Yeah.
Okay. Is that term used around here very much?
No. I'd say tip was more common, or I guess the storekeeper would give you a discount on a bill.
What about peel-off? Did you ever hear that?
Pardon?
Peel-off, meaning lanyard.
No.
What does a baby do before it's able to walk?
Crawls.
And if you were tired, you might say, I think I'll go to the sofa and
lie down.
And say, he was really sick. Couldn't even sit up all morning. He just
lay there.
And you say she walked up to the altar and she what down?
Knelt down.
And
oh.
If you bring your foot down heavy on the floor, you say you
stomped.
And if you saw a friend
walking, or I stepped on my foot, if I just stepped heavier than I meant to without actually stopping.
If you saw a friend walking home and you had your car, you'd say, can I
give you a lift?
Or can I what you home?
Take you home.
And to get something to come towards you, you take hold of it and
pull.
And the other way would be
push.
And if you had a sack of groceries and didn't have your car, you'd say you picked it up and
carried it. I don't tote.
What does tote mean?
Just another word for carry, but it's not one, not the term I use.
Who uses the word tote?
I'd say that I've heard Negroes use it,
mm-hmm.
But
did you ever say you lugged it or packed it?
Yeah. But you packed something.